In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. In this literary classic that you're looking at right now, it's The Glories of Mary, written by Saint Alphonsus Liguori. This is one of the greatest literary masterpieces that has ever been written on the Blessed Virgin Mary by Saint Alphonsus Liguori, who is a doctor of the church, who lived to be 90 years of age. The Glories of Mary is basically, it's a commentary on the prayer that we say at the end of the Rosary, which is the Hail Holy Queen. The way St. Alphonsus has written in this book is he takes a phrase, a word, from the Hail Holy Queen. And then what he does is he goes to the Old Testament, the New Testament, sometimes the Gospels, the Fathers of the Church, the Doctor of the Church, and Saints, and explains that word in relationship to the Blessed Virgin Mary in the greatest detail. Then, after explaining that, he gives us a little story. Then he concludes by a colloquy or a prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to just recount to you one of the stories, one of the many stories that is recounted in the Glories of Mary, because today is Friday. It's a day in which we want to honor Jesus, but also honor Mary. And here's a beautiful icon that I've showed you before, and it's an icon of Mary at the foot of the cross, the seven sorrows of Mary. One was Mary standing at the foot of the cross. So here's the story. There was a young man in Italy that had great devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows. And one of the depictions of Our Lady of Sorrows is a statue, or could be a painting, of the Blessed Virgin Mary with seven swords that have pierced her heart. Therefore, this young man, on a daily basis, would go into the church and he would pray in front of the statue of Our Lady of Sorrows. One day something happened. As he went in front of the statue of Our Lady of Sorrows, he counted not seven swords that were piercing her heart, but rather this time he actually saw eight swords. And he contemplated the Blessed Mother and the great sorrow written on her face. So he entered into a colloquy with the Blessed Mother. And he asked her a question. Mother Mary, why is it that you have an eighth sword piercing your heart? With tears in her eyes, with profound sorrow, she said, because of what you did last night. Apparently what he had done the night before, he committed a mortal sin, thereby offending Jesus and thereby offending Mary. And as a result of that, there was another sword that pierced the heart of Mary. So she said, repent. Ask God for forgiveness. God is mercy. I am the mother of mercies. Repent. So the young man went up and he made a sacramental confession to the priest. And when he came out to greet Our Lady of Sorrows, he noticed that there was only seven swords and no longer eight. The story is powerful, but I think we have to come to the terms with the fact that our sins are responsible for the suffering of Jesus on the cross, and Mary who stood underneath the cross. So for us, it's always a good idea, always, but especially in Lent, and most especially the Fridays of Lent. This is the fifth Friday of Lent, and next Friday will actually be Good Friday. It's a time in which we're called to examine our conscience and see what is it that's not pleasing to God. And given that this coronavirus pandemic has extended throughout the whole world, forcing the bishops to close the doors of their churches throughout the country without the availability of the priest to hear sacramental confessions. What I would strongly recommend today is all of us to examine our consciences and all of us to try to dig deep and beg the Lord mercy for our sins. Beg the Lord to have mercy on us and strive to make a good, perfect act of contrition. If you make a perfect act of contrition, then you are restored to sanctifying grace. And how can we make a perfect act of contrition? In this way. If we can contemplate Jesus on the cross and Mary at the foot of the cross, Jesus, the suffering servant, and his mother, who's known as Our Lady of Sorrows, we can look at them, how much they suffered for love of the whole universe, but also they suffered for love of you and for me, then you'll be given the grace to have a perfect act of contrition. So we get close to Holy Week. Holy Week, my friends, is upon us. Holy Week will be starting this Saturday night, this Sunday. We enter into Holy Week with Palm Sunday. Let's pray for the grace during this time of trial and suffering that we'll recognize it's not so important where we are, but with whom we are sharing our lives. And Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, they're always present to us. So I'd like you to pray with me. An act of consecration to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Then I'd like to give you a blessing with the Holy Cross. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, make my heart like unto yours. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I breathe forth my soul unto thee. sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless all of you in a special way through the intercession of Our Lady of Sorrows. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We adore you, Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen.